and also the conversation, not just about that year's event, but kind of the ideas behind Bike Walk and Wheel Week. And like I said, you can hear how excited Mayor Hindman was about the whole idea. And we lost him, like I say, just about 4 years ago. But it's good to hear his voice again. This is a Thinking Back. And listen for the program this Tuesday night as we will be talking about the 2023 version of Bike Walk and Wheel Week. Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud. Tonight on the show, Bike Walk and Wheel Week is just a few days off here in Columbia. We're going to tell you all about it, about all of the festivities, including the upcoming Mayor's Challenge. Got involved with this last year and had a lot of fun, and it's coming up this Friday. We will tell you about that and about all of Bike Walk and Wheel Week events with Janet Godin, who's going to be putting it all together for the City of Columbia, and with our town's number one bicycling enthusiast, Mayor Darwin Hindman. That's coming up next as we discuss Bike Walk and Wheel Week on this Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Well, good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud. I'm Darren Helwedge. Tonight on the show, going to tell you all about Bike Walk and Wheel Week, scheduled to start up on May the 12th for the entire week, although this Friday is going to be one of the very special events, the Mayor's Challenge. We'll tell you a lot about that. This will be the second year that I've been directly involved with the event. I had a blast with it last year and think we'll have a lot of fun again this year. It's a competition, really, to show how you can get around, run errands, and get the things done you need in downtown Columbia without taking the car along with you. The mayor is going to be a big part of that, and he's one of our guests on tonight's show, along with Janet Godin of Bike Walk and Wheel Week, the coordinator for it all. So hope you enjoy tonight's show as we tell you about this fun event coming up for Columbia with a serious message to it. It's Bike Walk and Wheel Week. We'll tell you all about it tonight on Thinking Out Loud. It's KBIA, your NPR station. Bike Walk and Wheel Week is coming up once again here in Columbia. It'll be the week of May the 12th. There are a lot of different events that will be a part of Bike Walk and Wheel Week, including the Mayor's Celebrity Challenge, the Bike Car Challenge. We had a lot of fun with it last year with several of the town's better-known residents taking part in it. And here to talk a little bit more about that specific event and all of the different things happening with Bike Walk and Wheel Week are the coordinator for Bike Walk and Wheel Week, Janet Godin. Janet, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And if we're going to talk about the Mayor's Challenge, why not get the mayor in here? So Darwin Hindman is with us. And Mr. Mayor, it's good to see you too.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Darren.
Let me start with you, Janet, and kind of have you give us the great overview about what Bike Walk and Wheel Week is about.
Okay. Well, it's a week filled with activities to encourage locals to get out of their cars, get on their bikes, or put on their tennis shoes and get out and have a little more active lifestyle. Rather, if they're going from their home to work, if they're going to the grocery store for an errand, walking to school, really any activity that gets them out of their cars and out walking and getting some exercise.
And there's a lot of different events, not just to promote these things, but also to have a lot of fun.
Exactly. We have a fun-filled week planned, lots of new activities. If you haven't participated, we really encourage you to go out and get a brochure at one of your local bike shops, or we have all of our brochures are online at www.pednet.org. And we have the event starts May 11th and runs through the 19th, starting with our Bike Car Celebrity Challenge, which you mentioned, on Friday, May 11th. And then, of course, we go right into our kickoff celebration on Saturday, May 12th, with a lot of new activities going on.
Because the Celebrity Challenge is part of what we refer to as the Mayor's Challenge, Mr. Hindman, tell us a little bit more about what that event is about and why, with so many different subjects and so many different things you could be involved with or lend your name to, this has been one that you've taken personally and really gotten involved with closely.
Well, as far as the idea of Bike Walk Wheel Week is concerned, I'm a firm believer in health. I'm a firm believer in activity. And I've always been convinced that one of the best ways to have fun is to be active. And we need to get people out on bicycles and walking. And so many people think it's impractical to do that. Whereas, as a matter of fact, when people study where cars are driving, they find that most of the trips are less than 3 miles. And so if we can demonstrate to people the idea that if you get on your bicycle and you take errands that are less than 3 miles, you can be more efficient on your bicycle than you are in your car. And of course, it costs less, no question about that. And you're getting exercise and you're having more fun. So the idea of this challenge is we'll give people in automobiles and people on bicycles the same set of instructions. They're supposed to run errands. Mm-hmm. And then they people go in their cars. They're expected to park their cars and legally, you know, and get money in the meter and all that sort of thing. And the people who ride their bicycles are expected to follow all the rules and stop at the stop signs and to take their bicycles up and lock them up and that kind of thing. But everybody is doing the same errand. And then we see who gets the errands done most efficiently.
And we saw last year that a lot of time it really is this list that would be somewhat similar to, oh, I've got to go downtown and run a bunch of errands. The people that were on the bicycles and were actually getting around every bit as fast, if not faster, than the guys in the cars. And I think you could say that to people and they might kind of go, yeah, right. But when you actually watched it happen, that really drove that idea home.
Oh, it's absolutely true. Of course, part of it is the luck of the draw when it comes to parking.
Sure.
And there's no doubt about that. And so every once in a while, somebody with a car is able to drive, just swish right up in front of the place that they're going and run right in and get their errand done, hop back in the car and go, whereas the bicyclist is taking off his helmet and locking up his bicycle and all that sort of thing, or her bicycle. But on the average, you're better off on the bicycle. And not only are you better off as far as time is concerned, you're having a lot more fun.
Sure, sure. And out among people rather than inside the vehicle, kind of closed up on your own, so you're seeing people get a chance to
visit
more.
One of the dangers is that you'll get to visiting.
that can slow you down.
And that can cost you the whole thing. And so the idea is this is supposed to be not really competitive, but to be a demonstration. On the other hand, once you get in it, it's a little bit hard not to be competitive.
Sure.
If you were riding your bicycle or walking on these errands, undoubtedly there would be an efficiency factor of visiting with everybody as you go.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of taken out of it because there's enough competition to it that you try and get your errands done as fast as you can. But it does demonstrate that the bicycle is a very, very efficient means of running your errands and doing things on a day-to-day basis.
And just to make it a little bit more fun, something that's going to attract even more attention, as was the case in past years, you've put together a lot of people from the community, not just well-known names, but people that I think folks are going to have a lot of fun with, starting with the honorary co-chairs of this. And these are a couple of guys that have been good friends of mine for a long time, in spite of the fact that they are what we will euphemistically refer to as another radio station and kind of leave it at that. But Simon Rose and Fred Perry, who are both just, they're a blast and good guys and good friends of mine for a long time, especially Simon. And so I'm delighted to see that they're involved with this, and that'll make this a lot of fun as well. And there's always a little bit of competition between those two as well, I'm sure.
Oh, no, the competition between them. They agree on everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But that'll be a lot of fun. Jenna, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about some of the people that are going to be participating in this, because you really do, as I look down the list, a lot of folks I know, well, Clark from over at the Tribune and Shakespeare's Kurt Merching. So this is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. You know, in addition to Simon and Fred, Ted Curtis, who is with the City of Columbia Public Works and the PedNet Project, is going to join us on his bike. Against Chief BAME, and we had to add a new rule this year because Chief BAME's involved. We had to add the no sirens allowed rule. we don't want him cheating and being able to run through any stoplights or anything like that. So that was a new rule.
When you've got a badge and a weapon, people are going to get out of your way anyway.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think
exactly. And then, of course, we have a couple of council individuals, Barbara Hoppe and Laura Nauser. Barbara will be on her bike, and she actually just completed PedNet's Road 1 course. And so she's a very assertive, confident cyclist now, getting out in the road and riding her bike as she should, like a vehicle, using the same rules.
Right.
And then we have an individual from Columbia Couriers, which is a new business in town. And they really are excited about this event and have helped organize the event, the errands and things.
Sure. And I've been reading about this. This is a business that started off with these guys while they were still students at the university, I believe. And now they're getting into doing it full time. And that's terrific. Josh DeBurg out at Channel 8, I see.
Right, mm-hmm. And then we're still working on a couple of other individuals. So I'll have an update very soon about other individuals that will participate.
Well, and of course, there's always usually fun involved with it, but there's always at least a little bit of a competition in mind between the folks involved with the City of Columbia government and the county government. And Darwin, they're going to stack you up against a guy that you've known for a little while here that used to be involved with county government by the name of Stamper, I understand.
Yeah, Donnie and I are going to be, now guess which one's going to be driving the car?
Oh, I can't imagine. Do you even own a car anymore? As they said, I have. I never see you in a car anymore. I always see you out on the bike.
I keep it parked most of the time.
Okay. But you still got one there. So Donnie's in the car. You're going to be on the bike. We're going to keep a close eye on that one, definitely, and see what the times come back as.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be a lot of fun.
It's all part of Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week. And as we're talking with Janet Godin, who's the coordinator of all of the week's activities, it'd be crazy to have you go down the entire list, but hit a couple of the highlights and some of the other things that are going to be going on. We mentioned the fact that the Celebrity Challenge that we've been talking about will be on May 11th, and then the following day there'll be the big kickoff celebration. A lot of fun there, but there are some other activities through the week that folks might want to know about.
Okay. I wanted to mention one more thing about our kickoff celebration on Sunday the 12th. We have Carl Kimball from Clunks is going to bring down a display of vintage bicycles, starting with the bikes from the 20s, and then
sure.
Showing the evolution of the bicycle. So I'm very, very excited about that. Be a great time to come down and pick up your t-shirt that day. Cycle Recycle is on Sunday, May 13th from 1 to 3, and that will be at the Columbia Boone County Health Department. And we are still in need of individuals to donate bicycles. If you have bikes that are in your garage not getting used, we'd like them to be in fairly good condition, but we can certainly fix them up. And on that day, if you are in need of a bicycle, you may come down and register.
Great.
And get a bike for free, along with a helmet. Helmets have been donated courtesy of Safe Kids Columbia. So that is a great event. I'm very excited about that.
One of the things later in the week that caught my attention, and this is another thing that can make this a really fun way of getting around, especially if you're like me and you've got kids that are old enough to get out and ride their bikes. And that is on Wednesday, you're doing an event called Keeping Kids Safe. And you've got some folks from CPD talking about how to make sure that your kids are safe as they're riding their bikes out on the streets.
Right. Officer Jesse Hayden Pittman will do a seminar on Wednesday, May 16th at the library at 6:30. And it really is to discuss the myths associated with having your kids out on the street. It rarely happens that something goes wrong, but she's going to give some tips on how to talk to your kids if they feel like they're in a situation where they might be in danger, houses to know along your street, how to be assertive and say no, where to walk, where not to walk, walking with groups, that kind of thing. So
terrific.
I highly encourage parents to join that.
There's another thing that's occurring at that event that I think people ought to be interested in, and that is the dedication ceremony for the MKT Trail underpasses. They will be ready to use and be dedicated, and that's going to enable you to go from the MKT Trail underneath Stewart and Providence and Elm and Locust. And so that's pretty exciting, I think.
Definitely. That's an intersection that I see a lot of people walking bicycles across, and there's always that concern, especially when I see people with kids, because that's a busy part of town that people really can kind of fly down Providence sometimes. And so the fact now that you can get from the downtown area or campus over to the main MKT trail now without having to cross the street, that's wonderful.
There's a bonus to it, too. It's beautiful down there.
Oh, terrific.
And so people are going to be very surprised as to how attractive it is.
That's terrific. We're talking with Darwin Hindman, Mayor of Columbia, Janet Godin of PedNet, as we're getting ready for Bike Walk and Wheel Week. And one of the things that I noticed is going to be a kind of an open house for the PedNet project on Thursday. To give us a little bit of an idea, just kind of overall what PedNet does, the coalition and the PedNet from the city, two different things. I mean, obviously they're related, but maybe kind of explain the difference between the two and what the city's PedNet project is about.
Yeah, on Thursday, May 17, there is what they call the PedNet Project Open House. And people need to understand that we, as the City of Columbia, received a $22 million federal grant. And that grant is for putting together a interconnected non-motorized project to show that if you have a built-out system where people can ride their bikes in an entirely interconnected system or walk, that people will do that. Mm-hmm. And they will take these trips of less than 3 miles in that way. And so that is needs to be understood is a city project using federal funds.
Okay.
And there is an organization called the PedNet organization, which very much supports this project.
Sure.
But it is essentially a political organization that is a booster of the project. But it is a city project. Now then, this event that is taking place will give people the opportunity to see maps of the PedNet project. That's the city's project with the federal funds.
Right.
All of the decisions that are made with respect to that are made by the city council.
Okay.
And that, but people can have input. They can take a look at the routes. They can take a look at their neighborhood. That's when people go to these things, the first thing they always do is locate their own house.
Of course.
And then they say, all right, now what's going to happen around my house? And that's what we want them to do.
Right. And I've seen some of the plans with some of the different ideas that they've got. And that's exactly what I did. And the fact that, you know, I'm right behind Dairy Queen over there in the High Ridge neighborhood. And the fact that now all of a sudden, if things stay according to plan with the county house branch, which is just a couple of blocks from my house, we're talking about people from my neighborhood being able to get from where we are over to, say, Kiwanis Park, Russell School, in that area, without having to worry about traffic on Stadium Boulevard, perhaps. That would be dynamite.
That's exactly right. That particular route, which is one of my favorite routes, by the way, would allow you to go from the MKT trail at Twin Lakes all the way up to Cosmopolitan Park.
And dynamite.
That, wouldn't that be spectacular?
Oh, yeah.
Kiwanis Park, underneath Stadium, so you wouldn't have to cross the traffic. That is a spectacular opportunity. I mean, that's the kind of thing that the PedNet project, or you might call it the pilot project, is all about. And so those maps will be there. People can look at those maps. They can tell people what they think. We're also hoping that after people look at those maps and participate in Bike Walk Wheel Week, they'll have suggestions. They'll say, I decided to ride my bicycle from my home to work during the Bike Walk Wheel Week, and I found the following barriers that I'd like to see you remove. And we'd like to hear about that, because we have the opportunity to be a national model, and we want to do it right. And so one of the best ways to do it right is to hear what people think. And we want to get more and more and more people out on their bicycles, more and more people walking. That benefits them. It benefits the environment. It even benefits the automobile driver, because it's fewer cars on the road. There's less congestion.
Less parking problems. There's just a lot of benefits from all of that. And we're talking about Bike Walk and Wheel Week with Janet Godin of PedNet and Mayor Darwin Hindman as they're getting ready for this year's event. The day that a lot of this is centered on, just the average citizen in town, is going to be May 18th. That is the actual Bike Walk and Wheel day, in which you're encouraging everybody to commute using their feet or their wheels. And tell me a little bit about how that's going to work out.
Well, that is the day that we have 10 breakfast stations set up throughout the community. And we have a map in our brochure, which, again, those brochures are located at all local bike shops, the ARC, the Gentry Building, or you can go online at www.pednot.org and get that information. But we will be offering free breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We also have a large number of elementary schools and private schools that are conducting walk to school events that day. And mm-hmm. most of those schools are also providing a breakfast for students that walk. The great benefit to being involved with that day, or actually any event during the week, is that everyone will get a great T-shirt. I have seen lots of those T-shirts from past years in Columbia. And you can pick up a T-shirt at our kickoff event. We'll have them at Earth Day on Sunday, April 22nd, which is at Peace Park from 12 to 7. Safe Kids Day, Saturday, April 28th at Rusk Rehab Center. And then also at Cycle Recycle and our breakfast station at the Coliseum Bistro.
We've got one more day worth of stuff to talk about. Before we get into that, though, we've talked a lot about this being Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week. We've talked a ton about bicycling and some about walking. It also includes Wheel Day, and that's specifically talking about making things more accessible for wheelchair users. What are some of the events in this week that are particularly of interest to them?
Well, of course, our Bike, Walk, Wheel Day event is open to everyone, and we certainly encourage individuals in wheelchairs to wheel themselves to work that day. But it's not just about getting to work. It's also about running errands, going to the grocery store, you know, by bike, walking, or wheeling, running errands. You know, I very often will walk to the grocery store with my kids. It's 2.5 miles, and then I call my husband, and he picks us up on his way home because we have 20 bags of groceries for a family of four. And so we've gotten in our exercise, and we've gotten our groceries home, and we haven't used a car to do it. So it's being creative in how you get around town. And then also the wheel portion of Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week is not just about wheelchairs. It's also about using public transportation. There are several individuals who maybe ride their bike to a destination and then need to get on the bus to go a greater distance. And so it's about not, public transportation. You know, I would even throw carpooling in here a little bit. Should you, you know, maybe need to get to a certain destination and then get out and walk the last 2 miles to work.
Sure.
I mean, it's all about being creative, using non-motorized transportation as much as you can. Get on your bikes, get on your tennis shoes, and get out and be active.
The final day of the whole event going to be Saturday, May 19th. You've got several events, including kind of the big rally there at the end. This sounds like a lot of fun. A band I really love, Ironweed, going to be out there playing some bluegrass music, and this just looks like a really fun kind of festive thing for everybody to get together on Saturday afternoon there.
You know, it's going to be so fun. I'm going to bring my blanket and snacks, and we're just going to listen to the music. But we also have a great number of prizes. We have, I believe, 3 bicycles that we're giving away that day, really nice bikes.
Cool.
We have several gift certificates from downtown and other restaurants throughout town. We're working on a ski package weekend to Steamboat Springs. And the deal here is that you must be present to win. And we typically have a great crowd. It's just a fun final event to a great week of activity.
It's going to be Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week. It's happening May 12th through the 19th. A ton of different events, as we've been telling you about. Pednet.org is a website where you can find out all of that information. And as Janet was just telling you, there are the brochures all over town. You can find that. It's got a map of where the breakfast stations will be for the May 18th day, where you can ride your bike or walk to work if you want to do that. A lot of really fun events. I'm going to be taking part in the Celebrity Challenge on the 11th, and that's going to be a blast. Got to do that last year and had a really terrific time with that.
I might point out that public transportation, your bike is your ticket during that week. If you put your bicycle on a bus, you get a free ride on the bus throughout the week. So if that's valid for the May 12th to the 9th, and you got to remember the bikes aren't allowed inside the bus. You got to put them on the rack on the outside. But all our buses have a rack on the outside.
Well, and they've designed those, it looks like, to be a lot more convenient than it used to be. You really did have to almost just lug the thing onto the bus with you. And they've got it in mind now where there are going to be people right. using the bikes and trying to make it as convenient as possible
when
for them.
When we put those on, there were a lot of skeptics who said nobody's ever going to use those. But if you look at our buses, you'll find that a big part of the time there are bicycles on those.
Yeah, racks. I see a lot of bikes strapped on the front of those buses as they go past. So that's great to see.
And I might make another point. Yeah. I think that since this Bike, Walk, Wheel Week has been put in place, bicycling and walking have expanded enormously in Columbia. There has been somewhat of a mode shift. There are more and more people out on their bicycles. I see it every day, and I think it's wonderful, and we're hoping that this week, this year, will encourage even more people to start regularly using their bicycles and walking.
I was going to ask you about that, because I know this has really been, the term crusade may be overstepping it a little bit, but this has definitely been something that you've had a lot of personal involvement with and something you've really been talking about for a long time. It's got to be very gratifying to you to see the growth in the number of people that are using bicycles and getting around Columbia, not just for recreation, but I see guys in suits riding to work.
That's me.
Yeah. And not just you, other people too. That's got to make you feel good
absolutely,
that you've seen that
response. Absolutely. And it's changing Columbia. Not only are there more people out now, but we are redesigning the city in many ways with the $22 million and our new street standards as we put in the new streets with the pedways and the bicycle lanes. We're getting more and more of a city where the barriers are falling down. And it's going to take a while, but as that happens, I'm convinced that more and more and more people are going to take advantage of this huge opportunity.
Right. And I'd also like to say a big thank you to the volunteers that help put this event on. Right. We have about 100 volunteers that help out throughout the week. We have an incredible committee that organizes the event. They are a well-greased machine. They're on top of everything. And of course, the event would not happen without our sponsors. And we have a lot of long-term sponsors, the City of Columbia, Columbia Boone County Health Department, Boone Hospital Center, the Columbia Convention and Visitor Bureau, the Tribune, D-Sport, Inside Columbia. I know I can't mention everyone, but really appreciate all their support and financial assistance to make this free event happen for everyone.
Again, the challenge is going to be on the 11th, and then Bike Walk and Wheel Week, May 12th through the 19th, pednet.org, if you want to find out more information about that. And we have been talking with the coordinator of Bike Walk and Wheel Week, Janet Godin. And Janet, we appreciate the time. It was great to see you.
Thank you.
And, of course, Mary Darwin Heidman from Columbia. Always a pleasure to see you, and thanks for the time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thanks for doing this.
Well, that was a conversation we had some years back about one of the very first years of Bike Walk and Wheel Week, including the founder of the whole idea, Mayor Heidman. The organization that was known as PedNet did a rebrand a few years ago. It is now known as Local Motion. Their website is lomocomo.org, and you can check that out to see what's happening this year with Bike Walk and Wheel Week as it is just about to get underway. This has been Thinking Back, a series of programs where we explore the archives of almost 20 years of Thinking Out Loud programs here on KBIA. We'll be posting these every week or so and hope you enjoy them. Let me know if you'd like to find out more. Send me an email, and you can find my email address at kbia.org. And I think about us, and then you'll see the staff. And you can find my email address there. If I try to tell you over the radio, you're going to have to know how to spell Hell Wedge, and that's probably not going to happen. So just go to kbia.org and look around. You'll find me.